Yeah, I was asking you about those things that you had to string the barbed wire across when you were putting up a wire fence.
You just call those the
posts.
Yeah, you got to have some posts. That's staple there. The wire to the posts is an ornament to hold.
You ever seen that
thing that they do those?
Do they dig the holes with?
Oh, hole digger. Mm-hmm. What you call a hole digger?
Post hole digger.
Uh-huh, post hole digger.
You ever had to use one of those things?
Yeah, I got one around there now.
Is that right? Looks like that could wear you out just a little while.
Well, you did. You got to be kind of manful to handle it.
Do people around here ever have farms where they just raise milk cows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just never but a pasture of cows.
Would they ever call a farm like that anything special where you just had milk cows and nothing else?
You call it, you know, if you were milk, you call it a dairy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you call it a dairy.
Did y'all ever grow any cotton out where you were?
Yes, no. That was our main attraction.
What kind of work did you have to do when you raised cotton?
You got to prepare the ground. You got to plant, open the rows and plant the cotton. You got to fly, you got to pick, and you got to pick it. Yeah, more work to do with cotton than you do anything else.
Is that right?
Now you can just plant corn and get out there and put your corn out there and you fly a time or two or turn it loose. And it's okay until you get ready again. But that cotton, boy, you got to prepare the ground. You got to plant it. Well, people done cut out what you might call chopping cotton now or hoeing cotton. But we used to have to hoe ours twice.
When you hoe it or chop it, what does that mean? Do you thin it or?
Thin it and getting the grass out from around.
What kind of grass did you have trouble with?
Nut grass for one thing, and Johnson grass. And sometimes what you call kookaburras.
Call what?
Kookaburras.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you ever have a place where you might store your potatoes and
time? Yeah, you've had, sometimes some people made potato houses. And but we usually banked ours.
What was that?
You see, you would get a stick and you would stick it up, I reckon about this high, and put it in the ground.
About 3 feet or so?
Right. And let it be about, that high. And then see, you didn't clean off that place around there, kind of broke it out, a little. Then you get, when you dig your potatoes, you sort them out, get all the bad and the cut ones out, and just put them all around that stick till you get as many as you want around there. And you call that a potato bank. Then you could, when you get to putting them around there, well, you cover it up. And that's be your winter potatoes.
I see.